and support begins in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Nurture and Support, the recommendation podcast where we share all the awesome every week. I am Mel at Karmic9 on Twitter, and over there is Kelly.
Hello from over there. It's Kelly Toole at K-E-L-L-Y-T-H-U-L on Twitter, and glad to be back for another week of recommendations.
Yes, because we have, I'm sure, some fun ones today.
That's right. And only recommendations. And no social media recommendations.
That's right. Because, you know, we're gonna skip out on social media recommendations this week because, you know, all of you out there, you need to follow yourselves. Look at yourselves. Love yourselves. Give yourself a hug. Look in the mirror and give yourself a pep talk.
There you go.
I don't know. We're lazy. And, you know, there we go. So maybe y'all can give us social media recommendations this week. That would be awesome.
That's right.
So, as far as recommendations go, I have a game app to recommend this week. Now, unfortunately, it is only on iOS. And some of you may have picked it up, as it has been featured on the iTunes store recently. It's called Card Crawl, and it's by a company who, I just think the name is cute, Tiny Touchables. It's an interesting name.
Just sounds wrong.
I think it's cute. It is going to cost you a little bit of money. It's $1.99, but I don't believe, now I don't know if they will come out in the future, but right now there's nothing for you to buy in the game. So it's $1.99, nothing, you know, nothing, no power-ups that you buy in the game, anything like that. So how they describe this game is that it's a solitaire-style dungeon crawler played with a modified deck of standard cards. So essentially, it's a card game. It has some really, really cute drawings and animations in it. When you first start the app, it has a really neat kind of 3D video-esque opening. Kind of looks like a shadow box type thing. I mean, you really get some depth and 3D going on there. It's really cool on a Retina display. And if you've got one of those, I suggest you check it out because I like just watching it. The app start. It's really cute. I like it. So it takes the premise of a classic dungeon crawler type game, you know, trolls, monsters, you're a knight with a sword and armor, and you're battling monsters and hopefully getting some loot in the bargain and hopefully emerge from the dungeon victorious. So they've taken that premise and put it into a card game. Now, we're all familiar with, you know, those other card games out there, Magic the Gathering, things like that. This is just based off a regular deck of cards. So there's 54 cards. You've got, the reason they're calling it like solitaire based is when you get into the game, you've got this troll looking creature in a bar, and he's dealing out cards to you. So you are represented on the bottom square of four letters laid out, and then above that row is another row of four silhouettes. So your card is represented by this little avatar in armor. You start off with 13 health, and interestingly enough, as your character loses health, as you will, your avatar gets increasingly beat up, which is a nice touch, I thought. Until in the end, you're a skeleton with your helmet still on and your armor and everything. It's kind of cute. So you've got two hands to equip items into, and you have a backpack. So the dealer deals four cards above you. You have to clear three of those cards to get three new cards dealt down. So there are ability cards, and then there are item cards, and then there's monster cards. So when you get dealt, usually the items that you can use, they're all variations of different types of swords and different shields. So you can equip a sword and you can equip a shield, and they're really kind of interesting in that you, as you would think, can use the sword to attack a monster card that is above you. Now, each card has a certain value associated with this. So if you're really lucky, you're going to get a sword that does 7 damage. And you basically, it's a game of numbers. You're applying the different effects that your cards have against the health points that the monster cards have. Now, you've got a backpack. You do have some special ability cards, and you do get some health potions. But this is purely a game of chance. It's a gamble, much like Kelly's venture into Las Vegas last week. This, you sometimes just can't win a hand in this game. This is kind of why I'm recommending it, because I would like the rest of you to feel the frustration I have felt at the innumerable games that I just, there was no way I lost in the first hand because I couldn't possibly win. You've got ability cards, which as you gain gold, which in a second I'll tell you how you gain gold, you can buy new cards. That's the only thing that you're expending any sort of money on, but you're earning the money each round that you play that you win. So, how you earn money is there are coin cards that come up. And you can equip the coin card or you can put it in your backpack. And when that little hand is done and three new cards are dealt, if it's in your backpack, you'll get the credit for it and it'll clear the slot. You can also, because like I said, you have to clear three of those four cards before new three new cards will be dealt. You can, if you've got a sword up there that you don't want, you already have a sword equipped, you don't have any room to put it in your backpack, you can't keep it, and you want to clear it so you can get new cards in, you can sell it to the dealer. And you'll get the credit for, say, it's a two damage sword. You'll get two diamonds that'll be put down by your little avatar. So the coin cards directly go into that as well. You will get money for any of the items that you sell to the dealer. So you'll get money for swords, shields, potions. But if you have to discard a coin card, it's basically like you're giving the dealer a tip. So they keep that and you don't get any credit for it, and that stinks. But you have special ability cards that you can buy new ones of. So there's different ones like Leech and Lash, and there's one that will let you turn another item card into a potion. If you don't have room to equip one of those cards or keep it, and you have to discard it, you get nothing for that. You're just basically discarding the card away. So it's basically a number game. Which is where the solitaire type issue comes into. There are innumerable ways that you cannot win. So,
That's a nice way to say it.
yes. Well, I mean, it is frustrating. I'll have to tell you, it frustrates me to look at the leaderboards and see how high some of the scores are because my best score, I'm going to go ahead and tell all of you how lame I am. So that if you have this game and you play it, and probably right off the bat, you'll beat my top score. My top score, which is the money that you win, is 72. And then there are people on the leaderboards that are up into the like 700s. Now, they've been playing for a lot longer than I have, I suspect, and they have bought more of the more advanced ability cards, which is how you get better abilities and better cards and the better options of beating some of these monsters. So, like I said, your little avatar starts with 13 health points. There are varying levels of monsters in there. There's one called a Soul Eater. He does 10 damage, and there's a bunch of them. And then there's trolls, and they do 9 damage. There's little crows that do 2 or 3. There's goblins that do 8. But the ones that'll really get you is when you get dealt in those first that first hand and you get dealt two soul eaters and a troll, you're screwed. There is nothing you can do. And I can't tell you how many times that's happened to me.
That sounds like a Beck song. Two
Does.
soul eaters and a troll.
And a troll.
And a mic.
That happens to me with alarming regularity, and it is so frustrating to have that feeling that you just can't win. There, you just can't do anything about it. Doesn't even matter if you happen to have a level 10 health potion, you still can't win because the other level 10 Soul Eater plus the troll are still going to deplete all of your health and you're still dead. There's nothing you can do. So why play this game? Because it is so rewarding when you finally win, when you have finally cleared every card in that deck, and you're like, yes. But sadly, you've got to do that a lot at little numbers, to get your money up high enough, your little diamonds, to keep with the card theme, to keep the to get those racked up enough that you can buy new ability cards, because there are some pretty cool ones in there, but it does they do take quite a lot. So basically, it's a game of you're playing a multitude of little 2-3 minute games to get enough money to get up into the higher levels and be able to really get some big money. So I find it fun and challenging and frustrating all at the same time. So I wanted to share, but it has really cute graphics. The little opening sequence is just adorable. I love it. It's so neat the way they do kind of this shadow box effect of these dragon silhouettes and coming across the screen against the cartoon sort of animated background. It's really neat, and I think it's well worth the $1.99. And they're actively working on the game. They just did an update a day or two ago that fixed one of the bugs that I didn't even know was a bug. I just thought it was the way the game was, where when you moved a potion out of your backpack and used it, it didn't clear your backpack. I thought that was just another frustrating element of the game, but it turns out it was a bug. And it's
Are
made my
they,
life a lot easier since they fixed it.
yeah, I would imagine.
So.
Are they, when you say they're active, are they active mostly in just bug fixes, or are they adding new elements too?
Right now they're working on bug fixes. It seems like the game has been a lot more popular. They've got a lot of people using it than they were initially expecting. But like I said, I didn't even know that was a bug. I've played games where that happens. I mean, I've played real RPGs where until a certain event is over, you're not going to get that space back. So I never even thought it was a bug. If they hadn't told me in the what this update is doing, I would not have even known about it. So they're actively working on little elements of the game, and I expect them to be adding more and more. There are a lot of cards in there. I mean, it will take you a while of dedicated play to get enough diamonds to buy all of the cards that are available. You can also make your own customized decks. So once you get the cards that you want, you can then create a deck with just those ability cards in it that you want, and not all those extra ones that you have no use for that are weak powered and you don't want those. So you can customize your deck once you get up to where you're able to buy a few cards. And there's no multiplayer. It is in the Game Center app, so you can if you keep stats like that against your friends and your family in the Game Center on iOS, then it does track all of that. But after a game is over, whether you've won or lost, it drops this big tome down on the table in front of you that flips open to how you just did. And you can tweet your results directly from that little tome, which is cute,
Nice.
to show my lame scores to the world. But it's a nice app. It's a nice game. I like it. I am a big solitaire fan. I've played solitaire since I was little bitty and my grandmother first taught me how. So I find this game appealing as it mixes several things I like. I like solitaire type games. I like that there's no multiplayer aspect to it. And there's no social pressures that you have to have friends to play these games. I hate games that do that on mobile devices. And it mixes dungeon crawlers, which are one of my favorite genres. So it's fun. I like it. For a card game, I find it very entertaining. Frustrating, but entertaining.
And here I thought it's a troll dealer. Is that
He
the?
looks like a troll. Yeah,
I would
he
have thought he
does.
only would give you clubs. Sorry. Oh well. See how long I waited for that?
You did. Thank you.
Patiently, I said there would be time.
You did.
Excellent. Well, that sounds really fun.
I
If I
like it.
happen to have an iOS device, I could try that out on, as long as it doesn't require iOS 8, because I should refuse to put iOS 8 on my iOS device.
I don't know if it does. I don't know.
I may have to
We'll have to
because
check.
Mercat is only available on iOS 8, and I want to play
Oh
with that a
God.
little bit. So, and it's not on Android yet, so we'll see on that. So maybe more on Meerkat later if I can ever have a device that I can try it out on. We'll see.
I haven't tried it yet.
All righty. Well, we are creatures of habit. Mel will quite often recommend an app. Oftentimes there'll be an element of fantasy or role playing or RPG. And I recommend 27-year-old albums, which is what I'll be doing again today. But you're going to thank me for it because this is a good one. 1978. Sorry, everybody. But a little band called The Kinks. They're in my top five in terms of kind of favorite groups. Ray Davies and the Brothers Davies, Ray and Dave Davies, have always been kind of the common thread in The Kinks throughout. Ray and Dave don't like each other particularly well. And that has created problems over time. When they're getting along well enough to put some music together, it was good stuff. And Misfits is the name of the album. And it's one of my favorite Kinks albums. It's a really diverse set of songs. And Ray Davies does the lion's share of the songwriting, as he does with most Kinks albums. Dave Davies usually will kick in anywhere from one to three, occasionally four songs on an album. On this one, he just did one. But it's a really fun and enjoyable and diverse album. It starts off, the album's name is Misfits, and the title track is what it starts off with. And it's just kind of a song about being different and not fitting in, done in kind of classic rock Kink sound, really kind of beautiful sounding kind of thing. A lot of, while the Brothers Davies may not get along real well, they sure sing awful well together. And there's just kind of some nice interplay that goes on there. This is an album full of some kind of unique song topics, because the second one, I'm fairly certain this is the only song that I'm aware of about hay fever, because the second song is called Hay Fever, and it's about having hay fever and sneezing and not liking it. But it's a peppy little number about hay fever.
Well, that's good. You need a little pep when you're feeling like that.
Right. So it's weird cause to get to the first one, and it's kind of oftentimes the Kinks lyrical arcs or with things it'll be about sometimes, you know, society not fitting in. And so Misfits made perfect sense as the first song. And then Hay Fever comes along, and you're like, oh, but it's happy and it's fun. If you're kind of up, then there's a Dixie. It's a heavily almost Dixieland sounding song called Black Messiah. And this is kind of a song about extremism, people kind of pushing hate, and them kind of saying, you know, at the end of the day, maybe we ought to try and find ways to work together. So it's not like, it doesn't get like particularly judgy of, you know, it's not like a political song in the spirit of, I don't like people of this point of view or that point of view. It's more about, boy, if you take that really strong point of view that we're good, you're bad, we're going to hurt you because we don't like you. Kind of suggesting perhaps there's a better way, perhaps we should try and get along, perhaps there should be a little less hate, which is very, very noble sentiments, but it's just this very interesting combination of some pretty punchy lyrics here and there across some bang-up Dixieland stuff, so some nice trombone action and those types of things there. And then there's some more standard kind of rock and roll fantasy is the name of the next track, and it's like a more standard, good standard Kink song. It's fun, it's good to listen to. And the first side ends with In a Foreign Land, which is a nice little ditty about tax evasion and realizing after he paid all his taxes, he had more taxes to pay. So he goes to the land of bananas and sand and kind of basically goes to a little island to live. And again, very kind of happy and fun little song. Mm-hmm. And so when I got this album and got through the first side, I said, oh, I'm really enjoying it. And I'm pretty sure I'll never see anything as strange as hay fever on this album for the remainder of it. But I was wrong because the second side starts off. Yeah, and so for you kids out there, when I talk about sides, music used to be conveyed on these things called albums that had songs on two sides. You'd have to flip the record to hear the second side.
Yes.
So song number six for you keeping track at home. Halfway through the album, the next song comes up, which I thought Hay Fever was unique. But then comes Permanent Waves, which in kind of reading through the songs, I thought, wow, this is going to be kind of maybe something about sound, something about the world changing. No, it's about getting a perm. And it's Ray Davies kind of saying, you know, I'm not cool, I don't fit in, but boy, once I get those permanent waves, I'll be cool. You'll all think I'm awesome. And it's, again, another really, really fun song to hear. And I did not check before the show if this is on Spotify, but I gotta think all these are on Spotify.
Probably.
Then there's a Live Life, which again is some good solid, good old Kinks stuff from there. And then second cross-dressing song that I've provided some recommendations to on Nurture and Support. You may recall back to the Special Forces Alice Cooper's days when I talked about Prettiest Cop on the Block, about Alice as a 6-foot-tall, hammer-faced cop that dressed like a prostitute. This one is called Out of the Wardrobe, and this is just more about a guy that surprises his wife one day that she came home and he came out of the wardrobe or closet wearing her clothes and just kind of telling that story, which is, you know, a continuation. You know, it's not the first visit for Ray Davies in this venture. Obviously, Lola, one of their greatest songs of all time, kind of gets on that too. Yeah. But it's Lola-esque, but done to a kind of a different pace from there. And then Trust Your Heart, which is actually the one Dave Davies song on here, which is a really good rockin' song, and finishes off with Get Up, which is another good Kinks song. But it I always found the Kinks to be Ray Davies, a particularly gifted lyricist, storyteller. The interplay of voices between Ray and Dave Davies was always fun and good. They're a great power group, power pop, power rock group, chord group. They do that really well, but they're just good musical craftsmen. And this song, this album, has all these different song styles of Dixieland and more kind of straight rock and roll and some kind of ballads and the almost not a Jamaican, but sort of a Jamaican feel for In a Foreign Land when he's making his escape. And so you get a lot of diversity in sound. It's all eminently listenable, really kind of fun and enjoyable stuff. And then there's just quirky little moments of hay fever and permanent waves and all that that make it just kind of a really kind of enjoyable listen. And I had forgotten about this album, came across it here recently and said, wow, I just can't be in a bad mood to listen to this album, and it's kind of a fun thing to do. So I thought, I bet you that'd be a good recommendation for Nurture and Support. And so there you go.
The Kinks do one of my favorite rockin' Christmas songs, Father Christmas. Yeah.
Funny you should mention that. The remastered CD bonus pack for Misfits includes Father Christmas.
Awesome. There, see, I know something about some old music.
Like archaeology, yes, but there are things, you know, it's not like listening to Bill Haley, you know, it's not like, you know, Rock Around the Clock and Come On Kids, you know, it's still good music. I think it has weathered the course of time really well, and that it doesn't sound particularly dated. Like, you know, you hear a lot of sometimes some of the 80s hair band songs and 80 pop, just feel like 80s. But then there are other things, like when you get people like the Kinks or the Who or the Stones, that their songs are pretty solid and they hold up.
Yeah, they are. So, I agree. So we have a radio station here that doesn't play, doesn't have any DJs. They just play music and with the occasional commercials. And they popped out Lola the other day. Last weekend, I think it was, in fact. And I was like, I haven't heard this song in forever. It's pretty good. My brother was with me, and he was singing away at it.
There you go. It's a catchy little number.
Yes, it is. Cool. So I think that wraps up our recommendations this week. We've got a dungeon crawling card game. We've got the Kinks. And if you get the deluxe edition, you can listen to Father Christmas, one of my favorite Christmas songs. But like we said at the beginning of the show, we're skipping social media recommendations this week. How about you send us some of yours? We would really appreciate it. We hope that you watch us after Better Call Saul on Assault and Battery. Comes on about 10:15 Central. Links are up on the blog post and are on Kelly's YouTube channel. We hope you'll join us and talk Better Call Saul, because I think that will be the finale.
Yeah, my guess is this one, we'll probably turn this Nurture and Support loose the Friday before the finale of the first season. So yes. You gotta watch the finale, and after that, you gotta tune in and talk salt with us.
Yes, so we can mourn the Kettlemans, maybe.
Yeah, they've
we'll
gotta
see if
come
they come
back.
Back.
Somehow.
So we will be back next week with more recommendations. Until then, send us some of yours. Talk to us. Send us an email, a tweet. Well, maybe not an email. I'm not sure if we're checking your email very
tweet,
good.
Tweets are better. Tweet
tweets,
us.
Tweets are faster.
Yes.
So we'll talk to all of you later. We're going to turn it over to Matt, who will tell you all of those different ways to get in touch with us, and we'll be back next week. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks for listening.
You can contact us on our website, nurtureandsupport.net, or email us at nurtandsup@gmail.com. That's nurtandsupp@gmail.com. Or tweet us at nurtandsup on Twitter.
Nurturing and supporting. Turn it.